That's a huge question. It definitely was not an apple, because apples probably were not indigenous to the region. And when they're kicked out and God makes them close, it's a fig leaf. So figs were around. There's all sorts of theories that the fruit maybe was a pomegranate, maybe was a quince, maybe was one of these things. The Talmudic scholar, 11th, 12th century Talmudic scholar who goes by the name of Rashi, has this wonderful passage in which he says, the Lord, blessed be he, deliberately did not identify the tree so that that fruit wouldn't be ashamed for all eternity, which is a very sweet thing. But it isn't specified. The Hebrew word is pri, which just means fruit. So it's never identified as anything. Part of the difficulty comes in the history of translations, so that when the Hebrew text was translated into Greek in about the 3rd century BC, after Alexander the Great came in and Hellenized the area, and he produced the Greek translation called the Septuagint, the word became karpos, which is fruit. So still it was not specified. Then centuries later, when it was translated into Latin, really St. Jerome, or you know, Jerome translated into Latin for Western Europe when the Roman Empire had taken over, when Latin was the language then, the word used for fruit then was malum. Okay, which is a tricky word in Latin, because it could have referred to apple or fruit. The word fructus for fruit didn't come along until later. So all those early Latin words like malum or pomum meant both fruit and apple, because apple was often seen as the archetypical fruit. The way it is in English today, if you see a new fruit and you don't know what to name it, you name it after the apple. So the pineapple, which has no relationship to an apple, but it just sort of means piney fruit. So apple and fruit historically are very difficult to distinguish. So in part, the fruit was understood as an apple simply because the words were often used both ways. In part, malum is a beautiful pun with evil. Okay, so malum evil, malum apple, the pun. So this is an evil fruit. It lent itself to it only in Latin. That does not exist in Greek, does not exist in Hebrew. But it was an easy pairing.